In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today is this solemnity of the Epiphany of our Lord. Epiphany, as the word teaches, means manifestation. It's a Greek word meaning the manifestation of Jesus to the Magi and through them to all people, pagans, to all people of good will. Jesus was born in a very humble and hidden way, but today, through the help of a special thing, the star, Jesus reveals himself to everybody. And now the revelation is the manifestation of the mystery of Christ, the Son of God. It is important to see a special presence in this mystery of the Epiphany. I already said the star plays a very important role in this mystery. In fact, it is the star leading the people from the east, from their place to Bethlehem. Actually, they first arrived to Jerusalem. They were looking for the king, the newborn king, where? In the palace of Herod, where it was supposed to be. But they had to go from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, guided by this star. The star arose first in the east. They saw the star. They understood that the moment of the birth had come. Then from the east, they walked all the way to Jerusalem. And then again in Jerusalem, they saw the star. And the star was leading them from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. Finally, at Bethlehem, the star was standing still on the place where they found Mary. This is the first person they meet. The Gospel says they found Mary, the mother, with Jesus. And then, when they came and they saw this beautiful picture, a lady holding Jesus in her arms, they fell on their knees and they adored Jesus. So look at the star. The star is very significant. Today is the first Saturday of the month, and I would like to point out specifically this beautiful sign, the star, which is a Marian symbol. The star has a deep Marian meaning, since we can say the early beginning of Christianity. In fact, Our Lady is called in one of the litanies of Loreto the morning star. Why? We know Our Lady also as the star of the sea. And also in England, there is a very old title, Marian title, calling Our Lady of Light. But first, the morning star. Why? The Church interprets the verse in the Canticle of Canticles as descriptive of her. The verse reads, "Who is she that cometh forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun?" Who is this person? Who is she? She is Mary. She is the one preceding the sun as the morning star. The morning comes before the sun. And the morning is foretelling, actually, the coming of the sun. So Our Lady is the morning, bringing everyone to welcome the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ, our Lord. There is another important belief dating back to the 16th century, especially in England, saying, like as the morning cometh before the sun rising and divideth the night from the day, so the Virgin Mary rose as the morning before the sun of justice and divided the state of grace from the state of sin, the children of God from the children of darkness, whereupon the Church singeth to her praise that her glorious life gave light to the world and illumined all the Church and congregations of faithful people. There is also another beautiful saying of St. Bridget of Sweden, who calls her the star preceding the sun. And we see this this belief in today's solemnity. The star is guiding the Magi to discover the true newborn King, Jesus Christ, our Savior. The star has always this task to guide people to our Lord. And Our Lady, while preceding the birth of the Lord, is always the light shining and guiding the people to our Lord and Savior. So we come to the Middle Age, and especially in England, there is a very good title applied to Our Lady by St. Thomas of Canterbury, St. Thomas Becket, who calls Our Lady Our Lady of Light. This is a very old title here in the Middle Age. But the most common figure to represent Our Lady is the Star of the Sea. Star of the Sea is more spread and known as a Marian title. Star of the Sea, because Our Lady is that rising star guiding to man, she's the guide to man who is sailing on the sea of life. She is the star pointing to the harbor of salvation, Jesus Christ, our Savior. She is guiding us into this harbor, our Lord, our Savior. There is a beautiful poem of Saint Bernard, who, as many others, interprets Miriam, Hebrew for Mary, as meaning properly star of the sea. Miriam has many meanings. One of these is star of the sea, and thus explains it. I quote Saint Bernard, because without loss of its own integrity, a star sends forth its rays, and so Mary brought forth Jesus. She is therefore that noble star risen out of Jacob, whose ray illuminates the whole earth, whose splendor both shines above and pierces the darkness, enlightening the earth and giving heat rather to souls than to bodies, nourishing virtues, expelling vices. Mary is the excellent, bright, and wonderful star, lifted up necessarily above this great and wide ocean, shining with merits, illuminating with example, behold the star. There is also another beautiful saying of Saint Bernard, inviting every Christian to look at the star, especially during a very troublesome moment in our life, to raise up our head and to look at Mary, look at the star, call Mary on. Her name is as sweet as the name of Christ. And also, coming back to England, we have a beautiful poem, a beautiful hymn, actually, wrote by Father Faber, this very outspoken oratorian in London. The hymn is Sweet Star of the Sea, beautiful hymn that we should sing and learn. One of the verses reads, Deep night hath come down on us, Mother, deep night, and we need more than ever the guide of thy light. For the darker the night is, the brighter should be thy beautiful shining, sweet star of the sea. Beautiful hymn. And then finally, there is a Franciscan saint, doctor of the church, Saint Bonaventure, who compares life to a tempestuous sea into which sinners have fallen from the ship of divine grace. And he says, O poor lost sinners, he makes Our Lady say, despair not, raise up your eyes and cast them on this beautiful star. Breathe again with confidence, for it will save you from this tempest and will guide you into the port of salvation. My dear brethren, today on this solemnity of the Epiphany, let us look at Our Lady, our star, the star of our life. We look at her and we are guided. We pray to her in order to be always guided safely into the port of eternal salvation in heaven. Our Lady, star of the sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.